News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government have failed to cut premiums on liability premiums 12 months on from promising just that. That's the view of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and their CEO, Brian Hanley, joins us now this morning. Can you remind us, Brian, please, of what was the change that was announced this day 12 months ago?
That's right. Good morning, Ciara. The changes 12 months ago, one of the main ones was intended to be, a sensible and proportionate rebalancing of the duty of care so that people were required to take a bit more care for their own health and safety when they were out and about on somebody else's property. It also sought to increase the voluntary assumption of risk and make it harder for people who went onto another person's premises with the intent of committing a crime for bringing a claim. And we were told that these reforms would do away with much of the minor and, I think, often vexatious slip, trips and fall claims that were too often being awarded or settled, leading to increased premiums.
Okay.
And we were told by the government because of that, there was a clear expectation on insurers to reduce liability premiums and extend their risk appetite.
Okay, so first of all, have the claims dropped, the trip, slip and fall kind of, you should have been taking more care yourself claims, have they dropped?
Well, we're waiting on the 2023 data from the central bank, but all the reports prior to that have shown, since 2019, the data we have from the Injuries Resolution Board shows a 35% reduction in the volume of claims overall from 2019 to 2023, which is a significant reduction.
Okay.
So, if we have a reduction in the volume of claims, and we know that in many cases the size of awards has reduced because of the introduction of the injury guidelines, and then with these reforms, we were told there'd be a reduction in the likelihood of the future claims for these areas.
So we think claim numbers have fallen, amounts of payouts have fallen, therefore overall the insurance companies are doing quite well. Premiums, what have they done?
Nothing, unfortunately. Really, there's been no meaningful or sustained reduction in
what we were promised
and in fact, in many
from this change in legislation, this change in, take some personal responsibility. It hasn't. So what can or should the government do now?
Oh, look, and I think it also comes in the context of substantial profits currently being made by insurance companies. And the government can't simply move on from the issue now that the reform was just introduced if it hasn't helped the people it was intended for. I think they need to stay the course and increase the pressure on insurers. I also think given the stakes and the number of people and businesses and sporting groups impacted, it would nearly be an affront to them if clear commitments to see this through didn't feature in manifestos when we start to see those in the coming months too.
Look, thank you for joining us on all of that this morning. I'd say lots of people are in agreement with you this morning, Brian. Is the CEO of the Alliance Insurance Reform, Brian Hanley.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.